Hello.
Hello.
How are
you today, sir?
My name is Tony, calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. Now, we are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably? Chances 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
Hey, I'm old. I'll be dead by then.
Oh, okay. Well, understandable. If you're alive, are you going to vote? Definitely? Probably? 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
Well, if I'm dead, I can't vote.
No, no. They say that you don't die. They say alive. You're still alive.
I'm alive right now, but I won't be alive then.
Who knows? I think you will. I'm alive today. Believe me, anybody can be alive.
How old are you?
Sir, I mean, it's not because of the age.
Yes, it is.
It
has a lot to do with the age. The older you are, the more likely you are to die.
Understandable, sir. But, hey, being in a coma for 30 days, pretty much you're dead. Okay? So, let's say that you don't die. Would you be voting? Definitely, probably 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
Well, if I'm dead, I can't vote.
If you are alive.
If I am alive?
Uh-huh.
Who am I going to vote for?
No. I'm asking if you're definitely voting, probably 50-50, or you're not going to vote. If you have a chance.
Okay, if I have a chance, yeah, I'm going to vote.
Now, in the 2020 presidential election, were you able to vote?
Yep.
Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Probably mediocre.
Okay. I understand, sir. Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
Mixed race.
You are mixed race. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
86.
86, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, that's complicated.
Okay.
I mean, we got Russia, China, Iran. All that.
Uh-huh.
Plus, kids are murdering other kids all over the place.
Okay.
The town is full of nut jobs.
Okay.
I'd say no, it's not headed in a very good place at all.
Okay. So are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Uh, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I haven't got that much longer to live, so...
I understand.
Whichever way it goes, it goes.
I know. I know, sir. Let me ask you this, okay? I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on, okay? Now, from 0 to 10, please rating how important of that is an issue for you, okay? Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs from 0 to 10, how would you rate it? 10, most important, 5, somewhat, 0, not at all important.
I'm going to go with 10.
10. What about making college more affordable?
Oh, I got to pick a number?
Yes.
I'd say 5. 5.
Okay. What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
Oh, I'd say 10 to that.
What about improving K-12 education?
I don't know. You know, okay. I don't have any kids in that age group or anything, but I suppose.
Okay.
I'm concerned about it, yeah.
What about banning tobacco products for adults?
Banning what?
Tobacco products for adults.
Tobacco products?
Yes.
What about it?
Do you think that's something important, somewhat important, or not only important to have the president and Congress most focused on? Banning tobacco products for adults.
Well, that was kind of complicated. So I'm supposed to give you a number about that?
Yeah, how important of an issue is that for you?
For me?
Yes.
It's a 0.
Okay. Understandable. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Given that nobody could do any kind of a good job as president, I'm going to say I'm satisfied.
Okay, so we can say that you somewhat approve. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about Democrats in Congress? Could you please rate your feelings from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable. How do you feel about Democrats in Congress?
Well, I only know about one.
Okay.
So I have no opinion on that matter.
Okay. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Once again, I have no knowledge of them. I don't have any opinion.
What about Joe Biden? How would you rate your feelings towards him?
Oh, 63%.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, great. Now, let me read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. Please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, most important. 5, somewhat. 0, not all important. Banning different tobacco products for adults. Do you think the FDA should be focused on that? From 0 to 10?
No.
So
0.
0. What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Illegal vaping products?
Yeah.
Well, what are legal vaping?
Illegal. Would you think that that's the FDA?
I don't know anything about vaping.
Okay.
I don't do it, or I don't know anybody that doesn't.
What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl? Do you think the FDA should be focused on that?
Yes.
Okay. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
I'd say 8.
What about preventing underage tobacco use? How important is that?
I don't know. I'd give it, say, a 25.
Okay. Sounds good, sir. Now, we're almost done, okay? Just allow me a couple of minutes. Now, it's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support that ban or oppose it?
Okay, what's the ban again? Under 21?
No, adults 21 and over. If you would support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
Well, personally, I think cigars are a piece of shit, but
okay.
Otherwise, what the hell? If they're 21 or older, why not?
Okay, so you would oppose that, correct?
Yeah.
Would you somewhat oppose it or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I oppose that?
Yeah, would you oppose a ban or support a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I wouldn't support a ban. What the hell? If the people are 21, they can make their own decisions.
So you can say that you'd oppose it, correct?
Yeah.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Oh, strongly.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I'd say more harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Much more.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
You got to be kidding, right? I mean, other issues, of course, are more important. Banning cigarette smoking. God.
Yeah. All we're trying to do is trying to find
out. Who wrote these questions?
I don't know who wrote them, to be honest with you. I truly thank you for helping me out, okay, sir? When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition? Prohibition.
Why we don't even have prohibition?
Yes, I understand, sir. They're just asking, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? harm reduction or prohibition.
Who wrote these questions?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't know, sir. I'm asked to read the verbatim as it is.
So how much do you get paid for taking this survey?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you, sir.
You couldn't tell me, or you won't?
The thing is that I do this as a voluntary, okay?
As a what?
As a voluntary.
Oh.
I'm a volunteer.
Volunteer, you're a volunteer,
yes.
Huh?
I'm a volunteer for, you know, for the school library district.
What school library?
It's in the San Mateo County, the school district.
Which county?
San Mateo.
San Mateo?
County in
California. Where is that? What state's that in?
It's in California, sir. I am in California right now.
Wow.
Okay? And the reason why we do this type of surveys, okay, is because our county gets subsidized or some money from the survey company. Okay? So that's the reason why we do it from San Mateo, okay? Because that way we are not going to influence you in any way, shape or form. Okay? Because if you're local, they tend to influence. Okay? So between these two, which one do you think that the government should be using as a better approach? Harm reduction or prohibition on these tobacco products?
Well, we don't even have prohibition.
Understandable, sir.
Okay. Well, then what's the comparison then? Armed reduction?
Harm,
or prohibition?
Yeah, harm reduction. Because it doesn't oppose that focus.
Okay, you got a little bit of an accent. So are you saying harm, H-A-R-M, or arm, A-R-M?
No, H-A-R-M. Harm reduction or prohibition.
Harm reduction to what?
To the people who use tobacco.
Harm reduction to the people that use.
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, don't worry. Let me ask you.
Well, this. I'm not going to worry.
Yes. Let me ask you this. I like to read to you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome.
Okay? I'm not concerned at all.
Not concerned at all. Okay. What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? If they ban.
I don't support that.
Okay, so would you be very concerned that that would happen? Somewhat, not very, or not at all?
I'd say somewhat.
What about if loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today? Are you very concerned that that will come to pass? Somewhat, not very, not all concerned.
Okay. You lost me kind of on that question. Are you asking me
I'm asking you if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today, if that happens, how much would you be concerned about loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today. Would you be very concerned that that could happen, that that could come to pass, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Well, yeah, I'd be very concerned.
Now, let me read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate from 0 to 10. 10, you strongly agree with it. 5, somewhat agree with the statement. And 0, you do not agree with the statement at all. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. Now, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through harm reduction, cessation support. Would you agree with that statement? From 0 to 10, how much would you agree with it?
Well, that was so loaded with options.
Yes, it was.
So what? So get
see,
down to the basic thing here. What are we talking about?
We are trying to find out. We're trying to find out to this survey. How do you feel about the federal government setting up a ban on different tobacco products?
I'm opposed to that.
Okay. So you wouldn't, would you agree with this statement that I just read to you, or you would not?
Well, I've already forgotten the statement, but
okay.
I'm opposed to government running business. So
let me read to you another statement, okay? And you let me know if you agree with it or not, okay? Now, this statement says this: prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and also failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree with this statement?
Well, that was a pretty complicated statement.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to the legal sale of, you know,
okay,
cigarettes, booze, marijuana. I'm not opposed to legal sales of that. Now, when you bring in this cartels and all that bullshit,
yeah,
that changes the whole perspective of that question.
Okay. I understand, sir. Well, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
Am I in favor of it or am I opposed to it?
Yeah, either one.
Am I opposed to it?
No. We want to find out if you would support or oppose a ban.
Well, I would oppose a ban.
Okay. Would you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Oh, strongly.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that type of ban?
A ban on cigarettes that doesn't have tobacco? Is that what you're saying?
No. No nicotine to adults 21 and over.
Well, I've never been a cigarette smoker, so I don't know anything about nicotine.
Now,
I don't know how to answer that question.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Now,
okay, I'm not going to worry about it.
Regardless of where you stand in these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Okay, more harm.
Okay, somewhat or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Now, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
That wouldn't have any impact.
Would not have any impact. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda pop.
Have I used it?
Yes.
Do you mean have I drank it or have hands with or something?
No. If you have had any of the following products, soda pop.
Yes, I've had it.
What about pipe tobacco?
Oh, no, I'm not a smoker or a tobacco chewer.
What about coffee?
Coffee?
Yes. Have you had any of the following products?
I've had a lot of coffee.
Okay. What about cigarettes?
Cigarettes?
Yes.
I already told you. I don't smoke, so...
So, no smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew. Okay. What about e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Well, I know absolutely nothing about those.
Have you
had any? So, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I should support it or not support it. I don't even know anybody who uses those.
I understand, sir. Now, in the past 30 days, have you had any beer?
Any beer?
Yes, sir.
No.
Any liquor or spirits?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Okay. What? Say that one again.
Heat not burn. Yes. Tobacco products.
Well, I don't smoke, so I don't use tobacco products.
Okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last what?
Year of schooling that you have completed.
I misunderstood that word. It starts with a C. Are you saying college?
Yes.
2 years.
Okay. What about, are you married, single, separated, divorced, widowed, or unmarried, living with a partner?
I'm married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'd say working class.
Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, it's a city, so
okay.
Is that...
It's got to be urban, then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.